Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building as we jump into another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily highlights interview section where we talk to different artists from around the UK and worldwide about the projects they're working on, the stories behind them, and what's on the way. Today, we're getting into a very enjoyable conversation. We're going to be talking to a man like Shane Brown. He's in the building. How are you, sir?
Yes, what's going on, people? Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to see you, sir. It's good to get you on the show, especially after the last couple of weeks. I seem to be playing a new one from you each and every week. It's crazy. How's things?
Things is good, man. It's looking good, man. I feel like this year I've just got so much tunes I want to put out. Like, I'm just ready. I'm ready to just let the world know I'm here.
I'm excited to dive into a few bits as well. But obviously, with the show, we've got a bit of a tradition how we tend to open up interviews, which is obviously diving right back to the beginning, especially when it's people's first times coming on for sort of conversations and interviews and things like that. So I want to kind of go right back to the beginning for yourself and kind of work out a bit behind the artist. Like, when was the first time you remember kind of knowing that music was what you wanted to do?
Well, being from like a musical family, it was always in the household anyway, do you know what I'm saying? So that was one thing. But my cousin, I got a bit of my cousin Paul Snooks, if he's listening, he introduced me to a producing software called Fruity Loops. I don't know if you heard of it.
Of course, I use it myself. It's the best one. There's no getting away from it. It's the best one.
Yeah. I prefer that one. He introduced me to that. And that was over 10 years ago. So from there, I just started producing. I was just a producer, really. Do you know what I'm saying? And then just built my stuff from there. That's it, really.
So it's pretty much come out of a more sort of production back sort of backstory rather than going vocals first. So what was the thing that made you switch to more sort of vocal heavy in that sort of regard?
My dad did say, like, you should start vocaling on your beats, or, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't know, I want to be a producer. I don't really want to be the star, do you know what I'm saying? But ended up started doing that. He bought me a mixer, the mic, all that stuff, do you know what I'm saying? And then obviously heavily influenced by grime. You know, grime was big.
Of course.
All that stuff, like Skepta, Dot Rotten. I just wanted to be an MC, you know what I'm saying? That made me want to start vocaling. Nice. I was more an MC than a, you know, you'll say I'm a singer now, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was more of an MC back then.
Well, that makes sense though, man. And it's a cool kind of thing. It's a cool, I suppose, kind of box of influences to kind of come from, especially when both the sort of vocalists you mentioned there are also very prominent producers in their own right as well. So it feels like you've kind of taken a lot of different influences from that moving forward. And obviously, you mentioned there a lot, obviously you're a producer yourself. It's an area you kind of work in. Do you remember like the sort of thoughts that were running through your head the first time you sat down to actually write an instrumental or write a beat or sort of be in that sort of studio environment?
Oh, that was years ago. Just full of excitement. Just like I didn't even care what people would think of it. I was in my own zone. It was just an energy that I can't even explain it.
I think I know the feeling, man. I think it's an interesting one. And obviously, moving from the sort of influences you've already mentioned to kind of where you are now, another question I always like to ask people when they come on the show is obviously, like, how would you, as the person creating sound, sort of describe it to someone who hasn't heard you before?
Oh, like now? Like,
yeah, as in where you are now. Yeah.
Like, with me, I'm very versatile, so my style has just changed completely. This is a bit mad, but right now I'll say I'm like R&B but fused with like Afrobeats, dancehall, UK rap, that type of style, isn't it?
So a really kind of cool mix and blend of different sorts of elements all going on.
But don't be surprised if I make a house track, or, you know what I mean, if I do a jazz track or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very versatile.
Awesome. And this is why I was really excited to talk to you more than anything else, because over the last sort of few weeks, obviously, I've been taking a bit more interest in what you've been doing. I've been getting inboxes with wicked singles from yourself, which we've been running here on the show. We've been getting a great response to them as well. But then obviously from the back of that, I've gone and dived into the back catalogue, and it really does feel like there's been such a kind of breadth of styles from yourself over the years, which has been really kind of interesting to look back through. The thing I wanted to dive into most is obviously the last couple of months. It seems like, as you mentioned earlier, that there's been a bit of a push for a new release. It seems like there's been a bigger bulk of releases over the last kind of couple of months. Yeah. What's been the sort of reason behind this? What's inspired you to kind of push on with them?
With these releases that's just dropped. So we're dropping an EP in late April. Should I say Should I say a date? Or I've said it now. It's too late.
Yeah, it's out there. It's out in the ether.
So yeah, we're trying to just build up anticipation for it, man. Just, you know, it's called Brown Roses. It's like, it's about love, friendship, and appreciation. So when you're getting all these songs now, it's kind of, it will make sense when it's released. Like,
so it's almost like puzzle pieces at the moment, kind of waiting to be fitted together. That's cool, yeah. Man. That's cool. And it's been really kind of cool watching, I suppose, that sort of consistency more than anything else. From like looking at it from a fan's perspective, you're able to kind of dive in and go, look, we've got another one. We've got another one. We've got another one. It's been kind of really cool to digest. Like, how's the kind of response been to the more sort of rapid run of releases?
Do you know what it is? A lot of people are taking me in more, because I feel like my thing was I used to just drop music like once, and then 3-4 months later I'd drop another one. But because I've been so consistent, it's like everyone's just like, yes, it's like they're loving it, man. I'm getting a lot of good feedback. I'm getting a lot of good feedback.
Wicked, man. It's really cool to see. And I can understand why, because the tunes are slapping. We've had a couple on the playlist here on Breakfast, and we've been getting calls in. We've been getting a good response from people. It's always that sort of message that you receive where it's like, we need to know the name of this one. What's this one? What's this one? And it's one of those ones that you kind of see. And it's been really exciting to see. One of them, of course, being Valar, which was a track we actually ran at the time of recording this actual interview. We actually ran it today. And then we've obviously come to have this chat afterwards. But like, how's the kind of response been to that one? And also, what's the story behind Valar? Because it's got an interesting name, it's an interesting sound. Talk me through that tune as a whole.
So that track is, that's the friendship aspect of the EP. So it's like, you know, when you first start dating, it's the friendship. You want to build that friendship with that individual, innit? So that's how I kind of got the inspiration behind that one. And what was the other question?
How's the response been to this one? Because obviously it's been out for a little while. It looks like it's doing okay.
I dropped it on Valentine's Day, so, you know, the lovers and, you know, people can just vibe to it. People love it, man. They like it. They like it, man.
It's been really kind of cool to watch. Like, so with this sort of EP then that you've kind of mentioned, you've mentioned it being kind of like a, well, I've kind of said it's a collection of puzzle pieces, but it feels like there are.
I want to start using a collection of puzzles.
Feel free. Like. Take it. Yeah. It's all yours.
You'll get your permission.
But like, when did you kind of start the planning for it as a project then? Because obviously when you're putting an EP run together, you need to kind of have the right plan in place. You need to have the right sort of movements worked out. Like, how long's this one been in the works for?
So initially we had another, like, the EP wasn't meant to be none of these songs that's come out. It was like a whole bunch of other songs, but I said to my manager, I was like, look, I've got some fresh new sounds, like, sounds way better. And this was around like November, I think it was like November, December times. So it's pretty, all the tracks were kind of pretty fresh.
I was gonna say that's really kind of quick turnaround wise. Like, that must have been a bit of a rush at your end to an extent.
Yeah, it was, but it was. But because it sounded good, it just made sense.
Run with it. Awesome, man. I mean, when you're kind of putting together like a project like this, like, you've obviously mentioned there, like, sort of management, is there a big team of you at your end, or is it just kind of you and a couple of people in a room? Like, what's that sort of scenario like you're currently working with?
It's a small team for now. You know, management, PR, we've got communications, we've got videographers. We're trying to get producers right now. I engineer my stuff myself, so don't really need an engineer just yet, but we're just trying to build and add more people to the team right now. Do you know what I'm saying? But
it's exciting.
It's small right now, but sometimes when you keep it small, it's better, isn't it? It's more stronger. Like.
Definitely. No, I'd 100% agree. And I think it kind of shows with the consistency as well. It doesn't feel like you're waiting around for anyone. You know, it feels like you've kind of got a thing. This is where we're moving. We're moving to the next level. And it's very apparent to see as well. Like, kind of with this then, obviously the EP in the works, are you kind of looking towards any live shows to go alongside it, or is it very much a Sonic only experience?
We're going to do a launch party for it. We'll do an launch party, and then after, yeah, I would love, like, loads of shows. I really want to get on wireless, but I'm not sure yet. Fingers crossed.
is that like the Holy Grail one, the one you're looking for?
Yeah, wireless, Rhythm Festival, all of that. I want to do all of that. Do you know what I'm saying? But
awesome.
Fingers crossed, you know.
I mean, kind of with this then, I always like to kind of ask people what the sort of plans are for the rest of the year. But I get the feeling with yourself, you've got kind of like a long-term plan of where you want to be, like what you want to be doing. Like in, say, 5 years or so, what would be like your ideal scenario to find yourself in?
A fully established worldwide artist, you know, Grammy Award winning, just, you know, like diamond plaque. Selling charts, you know all of that stuff, like, therefore just I mean, maybe have my own label as well, my own record label, and bring other artists through as well. Just a businessman, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense, man. It makes sense.
Because music, sometimes you don't really last long in this music. So it's good to be a businessman as well after.
You know, definitely, definitely. I mean, I was looking through your catalogue, and obviously there's been a fair few years you've been kind of in and around this now. As you mentioned earlier, like, you grew up in quite a musical household. You've been in this kind of this music game for a hot minute now. What would you say, again, from a personal perspective on this one, like, what would you say is the thing that you've kind of learned the most about in the time you've been working? Like, what would you have kind of gone back to the beginning and told your earlier self, this is the best thing you need to do?
I would tell my older self, just keep loving music, man. Just keep being passionate, because you kind of get dragged away, you know, in the industry and people's comments, and you kind of get dragged away from the real meaning of why you started it. You know, it's not about the money, it's not about the girls, it's just keep making that beautiful music. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I've learned.
It's a very good message. It's a very good message to have, man.
It's hard to, you get distracted, it's hard, man. It's hard, but I'd agree.
It is very easy to get distracted. It's very easy to kind of get drawn into, not even necessarily like distractions as much, but kind of getting bogged down in, I don't want to say musical admin, but just the side projects, the side things that just always seem to get in the way. And it's really exciting. But on a similar kind of topic then, obviously for the rest of the year, you've mentioned the EP that's on the way. You've mentioned doing this launch party for it. What's the kind of plan after the EP? Have you got like more projects in the works, or are you just going to keep on kind of rolling with the EP until it's kind of done its course?
Yeah, so I'm gonna push the EP for a bit, but then summer, because you can't miss summer, I'm gonna release some. I'm trying to release like a 3-track EP in summer, but I'm not sure yet. I might just do singles, but we've got so many songs. It's just, we're kind of just going with the flow.
Interesting. It's an interesting.
Whatever I do, you lot would know. You'll be the first to know.
Awesome, man. I've got to say, I look forward to the emails, because it makes my life a lot easier from a DJ perspective, because I'm there like, I've got bangers to play. It's brilliant. I don't have to go digging. It makes my life a lot easier. Obviously, just to kind of round things off then, because I don't want to keep you too long. I know you're a busy guy. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. And I want to make sure that people are able to kind of follow you and find what you are kind of up to. So online and sort of socials and things like that, where are the best places for people to follow what you're doing?
I would say go to my website first, shanebrown.co.uk. That will have everything there. But if you want to get me on Instagram, that's Shane Brown. Twitter, Shane Brown UK. Snapchat, Shane Brown UK. TikTok is the place to be now as well. So
how are you finding like being in and around that? Because I'm doing it myself at the moment, and I'm struggling to keep up.
I know. It's a lot, isn't it? You have to post that every day and stuff. I'm just trying to find things that I like doing and just post it. I don't want to be dancing and stuff on there.
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to find a balance for what I can post, really. Ori's always on me, like saying post. So I need to get active.
Okay, cool, man. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to jump into the sounds of Valar next. We're going to give it another run this morning. I'm very excited to jump into this one. It puts me in a good mood in the morning. It's a perfect wake-up tune, and I cannot wait to get into it. But I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your morning, man. It's been great to chat to you, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate you, man.
Each and every time. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on Trickstar Radio this morning. We're about to jump into the sounds of this one. It goes by the name of Valar by Shane Brown himself. And then following that, we're going to get into today's episode of The Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere.
Trickstar Radio.